don't let my nails ruin the integrity of my brand. I'm running to the salon after this, so don't look at my hands.
Like, I can't even see your hands.
Can't be coming up with a beauty brand looking like this, but you know.
I can't even make
them. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
This is Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Tia Carol Jones. I'm here today with Bridget Harris, co-founder of Aurum 79 Beauty. Bridget,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Myself. So Bridget Harris, I'm just getting used to this last name.
Oh,
because I just got married.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
I'm like, am I Bridget Williams or Bridget Harris? Like, so haven't changed my stuff officially, but, I am one third, of Aurum 79 Beauty, which is a curated selection of Black and Brown owned beauty brands across skincare, hair care, cosmetics, nails, and wellness and self-care. So,
okay. All right. How did you and the co-founders come together?
We're kind of like family, like friend family at okay. this point. We all come from a marketing background. So we started an agency world. Camille and Natalie are their names, my two business partners, co-founders. And we worked at the same agency. Camille actually left before I got there, and then I got there, and then Natalie came, and Natalie and I were working together.
Okay.
And I have a story that I always tell because I was actually her manager at the time, but I was transitioning from relaxed to natural hair.
Okay.
And it was one of those days where I know I wasn't looking quite right. And so I'm asking people around, like, that I've been working with, some are friends. I'm like, is my hair ugly today? And everybody's like, no, you're good. You're good. And then me and Nat, we were sitting in a room, and we had just started working together maybe for a couple months at the time. And I asked her, I'm just like, is my hair ugly today? And she shook her head. Yes, like, kind of. And I was like, you're the one. I trust you. Like, that's the kind of friend that I need. So she and I worked together for years. And when I had this idea, she was the first person that I called to come on this journey with me. She thought it was great. And then she's like, I know an amazing person that we could also bring on board, which was Camille, because Camille had transitioned from agency life into working for beauty companies, and okay. she had like probably 6 years in the industry at that point. So she came on as our resident expert in the space. So that's how we all came together.
Great. Why did you want to create Aurum 79 Beauty?
It was really created out of necessity to start, because there was one situation where, and this was back in 2018.
Okay.
And I was going on a trip. I was looking for some sunscreen. And something just said, like, well, see if you can find one that doesn't have the white film, that doesn't leave the white film, because that's the thing with sunscreen and brown skin. And I ended up not finding one in retail, but I found it online.
Okay.
And then I ran to all these stores before my trip, because, of course, I'm packing last minute. Couldn't get my hands on it. So it was a frustrating experience, but it also kind of was the catalyst for this whole situation, because I started looking more into other products that were made by people of color.
Okay.
And not all of them for people of color, but by people of color. And the fact that a brown person made this, and I couldn't get my brown hands on it, mm-hmm. and it was made for my brown skin, it's like, well, that's a problem.
Right.
So then we started basically just keeping a list, making a list of, it started with skincare, but then we started adding hair care and cosmetics to the fold. And then, and none of these products, by the way, we had heard of. We were like finding them online via okay. Instagram, things like that. And then we ended up saying, okay, well, we haven't heard of these, but let's reach out to a few of our friends. So we did this like survey. It was like 100 girls, all of our friends, you know, black and brown in major cities. These are Chicago, LA, New Orleans, Miami. And the majority of the girls had not heard of any of the products on the list. Okay. So that was kind of the staple, and this is needed. And it's really about, there are so many amazing black and brown creators mm-hmm. of these products, and they don't have the access to traditional retail space. And so we really want to create that space because they have dope products and they need to make money too. You know, it's really about bringing money back into our community with our people, especially when they're making products that will benefit us.
Why was it important to expand access to those indie brands and those brands that were owned by men and women of color?
Yeah, and part of that is the desire to create some generational wealth okay. for us as people, but also the beauty industry, I think, is one of those like necessary evils, right? Everybody wants to feel beautiful, look beautiful. We need skincare stuff, you know, black don't crack, but there is some maintenance that mm-hmm. needs to be done with that. Our hair texture is different. And so that was kind of maybe the first category of products made specifically for black people, black and brown people. But we have been a second thought in the beauty industry for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And it's important to bring people that have us as a first thought. We're the primary thought when it comes to the creation of these products. And I'm not saying even that all of the products are just for the use by black people, because I had one of my white friends that I love dearly, when we launched, she sent me this long text like, congratulations, I know it's not for me, but I support you. And it's like, well, no, some of the stuff is for you now. Okay. Maybe not the kinky curly hair cream, but you have skin too, and the ingredients are like aloe vera is for skin. Mm-hmm. Like so it's important to have a space where we have been the primary thought versus the secondary thought, even down to the nail polish that we have. We have a nail polish called People of Color, and one of their main things is like, we consider the tones of black and brown people first. Okay. It's not a, let's see if this works with our skin, because we do a lot of that. Like, well, let's see if it works right. for us. But these were made with us in mind.
So you talked a little bit about it, but can you go into more into how you choose what products to put on the website?
Yes. So we Instagram stalk a lot. That's how we find our products. Okay. We do have a section on our website, which is orum79beauty.com, where potential vendors can go online and solicit for us, and someone from the team will contact them. But a lot of times we're looking on Instagram, we're finding stuff and sending it to each other, and then we reach out to those brand owners. And we're really looking for products that are our primary product base is skincare, because we want to make sure that, you know, before the makeup goes on, your skin is right. So we have skincare as our primary. We have hair care and wellness as like a secondary, and then cosmetics as tertiary. But we have some really amazing cosmetic brands that are about to come on board. But it's really about finding those products that have natural organic ingredients that are not found in traditional retailers, because that's another one that we are, you know, really big on. Love the products, and I still have some in my under my sink that have, you know, that I bought from some of the major places, but none of the products in our inventory are found in traditional retailers. These are all people that, you know, products that are not in those spaces, maybe not yet, but they're not there. So that's one of the things that we filter. And then, and if it's black and brown owned.
Mm-hmm. I do want to ask, where did you get the name, or how did you come up with the name?
So Orum means, it's the Latin word for gold.
Okay.
And 79 is the chemical symbol,
okay,
the chemical number.
Oh, okay.
So Aurum 79 in itself is all about gold. And so on one hand, it represents the golden hues in black and brown skin, okay, all melanin-rich people. On the other hand, what we're trying to do is really become the gold standard when it comes to inclusive beauty and looking at that in a different way, because it's become this buzzword now, inclusive beauty. And I think a lot of it, it didn't start with Rihanna and Fenty, but that in 2017 really opened up the conversation a lot from a cosmetic perspective. And inclusive beauty became non-black owned brands saying, oh, there are more than three shades of black people, because it was light, medium, and deep, and that's it. And it's like, well, no, there's way more than that. So, but I feel like Fenty opened the door for this conversation around what inclusivity meant, and it was very cosmetic driven. And so when we are coming to the table, we're saying from an inclusive standpoint, being the gold standard in the fact that we're expanding what that really means. A lot of the products that we have, again, are for skincare. So we want to focus on the 35 plus crowd.
Okay.
So the 20s, that's cute. You look cute when everybody's cute in their 20s. But when you get to that 35, 40, 45, you're kind of like, okay, wait, now what's happening again? You need some different eye creams. You might see a different wrinkle pop up here or there. And so that is kind of where we come in with inclusivity, knowing that the space, there's a ton of people. It's kind of bread aisle right now, right, where it's like beauty brands popping up here and there everywhere. But really kind of being that golden egg in the sea of all the white eggs, that has inclusivity looking at it a different way.
Okay. What is your favorite product, and why is it your favorite product?
Let's see. My favorite product right now is, I have two. So it's an eye cream by a company called InHarmony.
Okay.
They have an eye brightening cream, and it's my favorite because I'm starting to see dark circles under my eyes. And so I'm like, okay, need eye cream. Probably should have done this a couple years ago, but let's get in front of it as soon as we can. So I love their eye cream. The smell is really gentle. Like, it's sometimes I don't like harsh smells on my face, but it has a really good smell, but it's also gentle, and I wear it at night and during the day. And then another one is, there's a serum by one of our brands called Natural Mixologist, and she has all these different serums. This one has rosehip oil in it. I'm just becoming familiar with rosehip, but it is a anti-aging, I hate saying the word anti-aging, a pro-aging extract, and so that's been keeping my skin very supple nowadays. So serums and eye creams across the board, but those are two that I really love.
How did COVID-19 affect your business?
We launched in November 2020, so I'll say during COVID, when it first hit, we were still in the building process. And I think for us, it was more so our vendor partners, our brand partners that we were working with, because their supplies, they were having some difficulties getting their suppliers for their products, for some of the ingredients they were making. So it slowed us down a little bit, but not majorly. I think what came out of COVID was more mental than anything, which was, given the trauma that black and brown people experienced from COVID on top of all of the other things that were happening last summer, a lot of people felt motivated to start a business. And a lot of people started beauty brands. And for us, because we had such a slow build, this was something that we started creating in 2018,
right,
and we didn't launch until November 2020. So as all these things were popping up last year due to people being motivated or losing their job or just understanding that we all we got, and then wanting to do something in the realm of black owned. It was nerve wracking because I'm like, is this still going to work? Are there going to be too many? Is there space for Orem now? And, you know, that was just something that I had to continually talk myself, my business partners, my husband being like, remember bread aisle, like there is space. And coming to the conclusion that it wasn't that it was limiting our space in the area. It was just, you know, we're in good company now. And everybody is kind of holding hands and saying, you know, enough. And we have resources. We spend so much money in beauty, black women in particular, billions of dollars. And a lot of that, majority of that, does not go to black and brown owners, founders. And so it was a mental kind of adjustment of realizing that, you know, it wasn't that we were getting spaced out. The space was opening up and there's room for everybody. So it was an exercise.
Not only do you feature brands owned by men and women of color, you also talk to those brand partners on your live.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that something that you wanted to do?
Yes, we have a series called, a conversation series called Beauties Behind the Brand. We just started that maybe 4 weeks ago. And it's really about giving them the same way we want to give them a space for their product, giving them a space for their story. So we talk to them, we talk about product, but I want to know like what their journey was, what inspired them, how they became entrepreneurs, because it's something that I'm hoping other people will see and be inspired the same way, or be inspired to just connect with their brand. Like people connect with people sooner than they'll connect with the brand. And so for Orem, we want to be a resource for our founders and make sure that we're creating opportunities for exposure. We're still looking for opportunities for exposure for ourselves, but having them come along with us, it helps us as much as it helps them. And so we really want to be that, create a space where we're a resource for them. And eventually, even if they need stuff like, you know, a proprietary survey or something, that we can have a community of people that we can then engage with to help them get insights for whether it's marketing intelligence or new product development or whatever the case. So this is just one of the things that we're starting to help be a better resource for the brand partners that we have.
What have you learned about the beauty industry?
So it's a fickle industry. It's very dynamic, meaning that similar to fashion, like it just changes. There's a hot thing every, you know, few months, a new hot thing, a new hot term. And that's, you know, there are challenges and opportunities that come along with that. So it gives us an opportunity to always stay fresh, always have, you know, be able to look for products and resources that are in the conversation, the current conversation, but also kind of keep the foundational stuff as well. And I will say that it's a very smoke and mirrors type of industry. I guess a lot of industries are, but there are products that pop up that have like celebrity names on them. And are geared towards black people. And I'm not talking about Fenty or anything like that, because I stand for Rihanna. She can do no wrong. other brands, though, and they're not, they're just, people need to just do their research. I'll say that. Okay. Research needs to be done, ingredients-wise as well. Like, just be very careful and knowledgeable about what you are, what your face and hair and skin is consuming. And that's one of the things, ingredients and the dynamic nature of the industry, which is exciting to be a part of.
How has the beauty industry evolved in the years since you kind of thought of and then put out Aurum 79 Beauty?
Yeah, I'll say it's in this short amount of time, it's really been evolving to a space that does, at least it's starting to cater more to Black and brown women. And these buzzwords, when I say it's dynamic, like inclusive beauty was a big thing. And that was kind of 2018, well, coming off of Rihanna in 2017, then 18, 19. And now there's this melanin rich. Everybody's talking about melanin rich and products that cater to melanin rich. And it's been a beautiful journey seeing like all of these different products that really didn't exist 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now they're there and they're there for us. And so I'm excited to see how it continues to develop in that spirit of people and brands that are putting us first. There's one brand that just launched, and I know she used to work for a beauty brand and was just saying how unseen she felt, part of her story, like working for this large company, knowing that she knew what she knew and being told no and being unseen. And so she started her own brand. And she has an amazing story. Her brand is actually called Ami Cole, and it just launched, but it's an amazing brand. And so people like that, stories like that, they're coming out more and more, and it's really exciting.
Are there plans to expand the number or kind of brands that you feature or even do a pop-up in the future?
Yes. We actually have some pop-ups that we're trying to do this summer. I can't speak on it just yet.
Okay.
But Hyde Park, you know,
yay,
pull up on us. We'll be out there if summer continues to remain open. So we definitely want to do some pop-ups. We don't plan on doing brick and mortar for Aurum specifically, but definitely getting in some of the other spaces. And as far as product expansion, I think we want to just kind of keep building. It will be in the same realm of what we have. And, you know, I always say, like, it's not, we have a different array of products, but it's not a hodgepodge. So it's not like you're going to find something that has nothing to do with beauty or wellness or self-care, but we have everything from, a CBD anxiety oil to nail polish to candles, to, you know, eye cream to, fertility tea. Mm-hmm. And fibroid steams and teas. So it's all about self-care and beauty and wellness. And I think we definitely want to keep going in that wellness space.
Sure.
Because, again, it's as we focus on 35 plus, it's not about wanting to look 22 again. I just want to look like a bomb. Whatever age I am, I don't know how old I am. I forget the numbers, you know, I don't remember. But however old I am, I just want to look good being that age. Mm. And so do you feel well? And so we want to continue to kind of build out that wellness space, that skincare space that really helps people as they, mature in life.
Okay. Great. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to say that we've been trying to come up with different taglines, and I'm like, what's too aggressive? But I just want to say the way we are summing it up now, it is Aurum 79 is a decolonized, total self-care shopping experience. We are woman-owned, Black and brown owned. 100% of the products that we have on our site are owned and operated by Black and brown founders. The website, aurum79beauty.com. Check us out. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news